Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
So how is everybody tonight?
Fantastic.
Very good. Very good. I heard two different people speak tonight on the beginning and on the end with Jesus Christ. I'm going to touch on that a little bit myself tonight. So it's just awesome to hear someone else before me speak about that. And then the whole message tonight, all everything goes together. It's amazing how God puts all that together for us. I did not know what Debbie was going to speak, or anybody else for that matter. So, or Bertie, any of them. So,
he's an awesome God,
absolutely. Well, let me pray first and then we'll get started. Father, I thank you so much for the knowledge and wisdom that you gave me to be able to prepare this short message this evening. I thank you for your love and everything you do for us, Lord. We cannot thank you enough. We pray for those that are here, Lord. We pray for those that are not here. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to go into an epistle tonight. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. And that's all we're going to talk about tonight. One verse. It's amazing how much information you can get out of one verse. And that verse is, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. So we know who he's talking about here, John, don't we? Who's he talking about? Just shout it out.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. He's talking about Jesus. So, God is light. God is love. God is life. John, at this stage of his life, is enjoying delightful fellowship with God, with the God of light, the love of life, and desperately desires that his spiritual children enjoy the same fellowship. God is love. Since we are his children, we must walk in love. In fact, John said that if we do not love, we do not know God. Love is more than just words. So often we just say to somebody, I love you, but without any feeling, without any emotion. It's more than just words, it's action. Love is giving and not getting. Biblical love is unconditional in its nature. Christ's love fulfilled those qualities, and when that brand of love characterizes us, we will be free of self-condemnation and experience confidence before God. Now, I actually have four verses that I had planned on speaking on tonight, but one verse is going to be more than enough to fill the allotted time that we have. So that verse is, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. In the beginning of that verse, it says, that which was from the beginning. This phrase is talking about the eternal nature of Jesus Christ, aligning with the opening of the Gospel of John. Same John we're talking about here. In the beginning was the Word. It points to pre-existence of Christ before creation. So yes, before Genesis 1:1, Jesus was. He was there. And that affirms his divine nature. The beginning is not merely a point of time, but signifies the external, eternal existence and divine origin of Jesus. The phrase in the beginning refers to a time before creation, indicating that the Word existed before anything else, as John explains. The Word is Jesus. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1 to 5, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." So in that verse it says, which we have heard, that which from the beginning, which we have heard. And that's plural because it says we. The Apostle John emphasizes the first-hand experience of the apostles with Jesus. John's personal testimony is crucial for establishing the credibility of the message of Jesus. The word we in that section is pointing to the apostles that walked with Jesus and heard His ministry. They were there and witnessed firsthand the incredible work of Jesus Christ. This entire verse that we're going through now is confirming everything that Scripture says that Jesus is. Next part says, which we have seen with our own eyes. The Apostle John stresses the visual confirmation of Jesus' life and ministry. In other words, he and the other apostles were there and witnessed Jesus' ministry with their own eyes. The apostles' direct observation of Jesus' miracles, death, and resurrection provides a foundation for their testimony. The Apostle Peter said in 2 Peter 1:16, "For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses to His majesty." In that verse it says, which we have looked upon. The prior one says, we have seen. This one says, we have looked upon. It's not the same thing. Being looked upon suggests a deeper, more prolonged, thoughtful observation than merely seen. We see things every day. But to really stop and look at those things and admire those things, most likely in creation. We see trees, we see all kinds of things. Sure, we stop more often to observe flowers because of their beauty, but all of God's creation is as beautiful. It implies a careful, prolonged, thoughtful observation than merely seen. It implies a careful and intentional examination of Jesus' life and works. They walked with Jesus for 3 years or so, give or take a couple days. So they were with Him. They seen Jesus' life and His works. So this points to the intimate relationship that the apostles had with Jesus, allowing them to understand His divine nature and mission more fully. In John 1:14, the Gospel of John 1:14, it says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Then it says, "And our hands have handled." They have handled. And this again is talking about John and his fellow apostles. Our hands. The Apostle John says that our hands, the hands of the apostles, have touched and handled Jesus, thus affirming that not only was He Jesus, 100% God, but He was also 100% man. The Gnostics' beliefs denied that Jesus was human. By touching Jesus, His death and resurrection They denied that he was Jesus, not human. Excuse me. By touching Jesus, his death and resurrection, and the apostles confirmed his incarnation, affirming that he was fully God and fully man. Just as Thomas had to touch Jesus' wounds. And that's in John 20, 27 to 29. He said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here. Look at my hands and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered him and said, "My Lord, my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." So concerning the word of life in this verse, the last part of this verse says, let me read the whole thing again. "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life." And our hands have handled, let's see, no, we're at concerning the word of life. The word of life refers to Jesus as the living revelation of God, the source of eternal life. And this takes us back to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, Jesus, and the Word, Jesus, was with God, and the Word, Jesus, was God. He was in the beginning with God." This signifies that through Jesus, the divine life is made accessible to humanity because he was 100% human, 100% man. This phrase encapsulates the essence of the gospel message that in Christ, life eternal and abundant is found. John 14:6 says, "Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes through the Father to the Father except through me." So John is telling us in 1 John 1:1 that Jesus is not a created being, but has existed from the beginning, affirming his divinity and eternal nature. The tangible experiences of hearing, when you talk about tangible, it's like things you can touch, things you can do, you can talk to, fellowship with. The tangible experiences of hearing, seeing, and touching emphasize the reality of the incarnation. Jesus was fully God and fully man. The apostles' first-hand experience provides a reliable foundation for faith. That's countering false teachings and affirming the truth of the gospel. Jesus is the word of life.
Amen.
Signifies that he is the source of both physical and eternal life, offering hope and salvation to all who believe.
Amen.
So understanding fellowship with God, no, understanding the reality of who Jesus is, strengthens our faith and depends on fellowship with God and other believers.
Amen.
Now that's what I have on verse 1, and I just want to explain a little bit what made me, what not what made me, but who showed me what I needed to say speak about this evening. And all because of Bible study this morning, we were talking about people come knocking on the door and you don't know who they are. You don't know if they're Christians, if they're Jehovah's Witnesses, or they're anybody else, people that you shouldn't talk to. And how do we discern? How do we decide? How do we know if we can talk to these people? You just got to ask them three little words. Who is Jesus? And we will know by their answer if they are worthy to talk to. If not, say, thank you, no thank you, have a good day, and shut the door. You don't want to hear it. I mean, really, that's about it. That's about as polite as you're going to get. You don't want to start listening to them and letting that false information into your heart. Any comments or questions? Nope. Okay, I'll close in prayer and I'll ask the Lord to bless the food so that we can go eat. That is something we are professionals at. Baptists, that is. Eating. Yes. Yeah, yeah. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word, the truth that's in that word, and how the Holy Spirit allows us to understand and interpret that word the way that you want us to. Lord, we have plenty of food in the fellowship hall waiting for us to go back there. Please bless that food so that it may nourish our bodies to keep us strong and keep us healthy. Lord, be with everybody tonight when they leave to go home, because it is dark outside. Brighten their headlights, clear the roads for them, Lord, and help them to get home safely. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.